Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that money in the jar?
No,
it's,
but
it's been a minute since I fall started like that.
You ticked off a bunch of people.
Come on, man. You got to let the music bring you into the vibes.
I do. Yeah. I do. And you would think that I'm not used to it. We did this last week. We on a good run right now.
Yeah,
right.
We're on a streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get two in a row too often, man.
Well, hopefully we can stack them. But right now, let's live in the moment, get B. Scott's thoughts. B. Scott from Hiram Clark obviously in with us in the 11 o'clock hour on a Friday.
I am ready for the Texans to finally perform against a good defense. And I feel like this is the question for them. Like, are they ready to actually put it on tape against a real viable defense? Every time that they face one, they have not done so well.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have done so well, there have been the baked-in excuses for why they were able to do so, right? Like, if we look at the most recent game in the San Francisco 49ers, their defense was actually worse than I realized or thought, but also they're injured and they're not quite whole in themselves, right? And then, of course, their other wins came up against a beat-up Ravens team and a Titans team that's not really worth really discussing at this point, right? So I have been the guy that rails against holding their schedule against them or holding wins against them that they get against a let's say, not worthy opponent. I don't feel like that's their problem. It's not their job to make the opponent better. But this is an opportunity. Like, if we just look squarely here and keep in the context of everything that we know without taking anything away from them from winning those games, this is an opportunity to actually put it on tape and to show that you are worth being taken seriously the way that we've tried to do in these moments, in these sort of touch points that we've had throughout the season so far, about them maybe being good or maybe turning a corner. And then what happens when we think that they turn a corner? They have a bye week, they come out of the bye week, and they look flat, right? So, like, not having those types of letdowns, and I think specifically, like, forget about a letdown. This is just, to me, a brand new opportunity now that you've supposedly figured some things out offensively. Can you do it against a real defense in the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, it's going to end up being, all right, you got anything to say now? You know, because of what you just said. I mean, their defense, the Texans are first. I believe they're sixth. And they're good on rushing defense. They're good in passing.
Fifth, I think.
Now, I know Sertan's not going to be there. Maybe fifth. But nevertheless, it's like, y'all got anything now?
Yeah.
You know, prove it game.
I like that you said that, too, because this was sort of my objection throughout the week to the what felt like a little bit of a victory lap against the haters. Like, I hated this entire conversation. But what I hated most about it was that it was even being had to begin with, because I didn't think it was a, like, when you go to D'Amico Ryans and talk about, hey, like, what about Nick Cayley now? Well, man, they had done it for one game. And they did it against the San Francisco 49ers. Like, credit to Nick Cayley. Credit to the offense. Let's not take anything away from them. Let's even celebrate them to a certain degree for the wins that they get. But let's not try to take a victory lap and pretend like you're established or like you're made now because you went out there and beat the San Francisco 49ers at home, a depleted San Francisco 49ers squad at that.
Yeah, for me, the distinction that I try and draw is I want to celebrate victories, but then when it comes to data points that I can use to determine whether this is repeatable, whether I will see this again, I haven't had the data points that tell me that they can do this at a certain level that I can use to say this is repeatable against other types of foes. This would be that type of data point this week, opposed to those good weeks that they've had against, like you mentioned, the Niners, who were a little bit hurt. I think those are where that context comes in. It's great to say that you were able to find a win on that day, but I think that's isolated. And that's the credit that I think I give to Kaylee and this offense and to the team. Now, if I'm saying, what can I find that I can spin forward, that I can use to predict, I haven't seen enough of that yet, and I'm hoping to see that. Because, again, because of the way the season started, we've gotten away from this. The expectations for this team was high starting the year, and it feels like we have lowered the bar incredibly a lot in the way that we handled them.
Well, we have lowered the bar. I would also argue that they have certainly lowered the bar. Certainly. Like, we don't go out there and do it. I think the bar has been lowered because of what we've seen out there. But I would say in the way of being encouraged, or like, what is a data point? I wouldn't call this a data point, but let's just say an anecdotal type of thing to look at in terms of being encouraged. I think the guys on the morning show were pointing this out, of like the chemistry with the rookies, or the fact that the rookies are now more involved. Like, forget the fact that they just simply need them from a number standpoint, or like the number of guys who are actual credible threats for you. But the fact that those guys seem like they're starting to get it, understand the offense, understand where they're supposed to be. The timing stuff with C.J. Stroud looks like it's a lot better. That's a thing that you feel like you can take away that's transferable to any opponent. Obviously, the strength of the opponent does matter, but that's something that is transferable. They're not in the right spot just because the other guys aren't good. They're actually in the right spots. They're actually connecting and things like that. So that's something that I would be encouraged by with what I've seen from the Texans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So far,
let me ask
but they
you
still got to go out there and do it against the Denver
Broncos. Ask you what I asked Reggie yesterday. Will they do that? Because, you know, Christian Kirk is back. Will they go more heavily with Jalen Noel? Xavier Hutchinson has been pretty solid. You know, what's that Higgins and Hutchinson thing going to do? I don't know. I'm asking because I wouldn't put it past them to see a lot of Kirk, you know, a lot of who knows what, you know, beyond that, but a lot of Kirk.
Well, let me say that I feel good about the weapons in general. Like, even with Kirk, I know it'll be an eye roll, kind of like with the Braxton Berrios thing from a few weeks ago or whenever they did the Monday Night Football game. And they were like, well, what is this Braxton Berrios thing all of a sudden? I don't really mind Braxton Berrios. I don't really mind Christian Kirk. I feel good about their weapons. I feel especially good about the rookies lately based off of what we just talked about. But I would say even the bigger question for me is, like, I think they will do that. I think these things are transferable. I do feel good about those things that we just talked about. The thing that I feel nervous about is the front. Like, yeah, I think they'll try to do it. I think they'll want to do it. They got serious questions about whether they can block this five-man front.
Yeah.
We talked about Benito. We talked about the fact that, I mean, throughout the week, it's been talked about on this station that, look, the Broncos, they're not the Texans defense, but they are a very
really good.
They're like in that class. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Patrick Surtain who's not going to be playing in this game, mm-hmm. but it's that front that does present some challenges, some speed issues for this Texans offensive line. So we'll see how they handle it.
Yeah, I think that all those are very fair. This week feels longer. And maybe it's just because it literally is longer compared to the short week that we had with the Niners. But like once they got that win, I've been chomping at the bit to get to this Sunday, man. Like I have been eagerly awaiting this one because one, obviously it's the challenge, but two, I think to give them credit, this is probably the most I've been excited or in the most I believe that they've been up for a challenge that awaits them around the bend to this point.
Yeah, and for me too, like the CJ Stroud element of this,
100%.
Like we got to see. I feel like all of us have been talking about how we got to see CJ Stroud and what that looks like when he's upright or when he doesn't feel like he's got so much to worry about or when he is scrambling, he is getting outside of the pocket. It's like more of, it's not frantic. It's just kind of the cost of doing business. Sometimes the pocket's not going to always be clean. You're going to have to improvise sometimes. Like that's part of the game. We're not saying take that out and just be a perfect offensive line. But the fact that in that game, in this previous game against the 49ers, you saw with C.J. Stroud how accurate he can be, what it looks like when the timing is right, like we talked about with the wide receivers. When he's upright and he has time, you give him time, and again, it does not have to be perfect, but it cannot be a disaster. Will it be against a much more formidable front?
Right.
That's my question.
Well, we started the show with that conversation. I don't want to say it's a defining game for C.J. Stroud, but it's kind of a redefining game. You know, in terms of like where his place is among quarterbacks.
Yeah. But the thing is, again, the offensive line just has so much to do with that part, or where at least this touch point where we are right now. Like we've had plenty of reasons to question CJ Stroud and his development and is there a regression? Like we've had those moments. That moment is not right now based off of what we've seen, or at least what we saw most recently, and even what we've seen at different points throughout the season. When it has looked okay, or to be fair, when they've gone up against non-existent pass rushes, right? When they went up against the Ravens, right? Oh, okay, CJ Stroud's got all day. He's going to operate, right? They can't rush the passer to say they like.
Yeah.
Well, these guys can't, you know? So let's see if you are up for that challenge, and it'll have a dramatic effect, I believe, to your point, Lopez, on your quarterback and how he's viewed and talked about after this game.
And you know what? One of the fun things about it, though, is like, I know that I can be the person that people will levy the style points accusations at because I'm like, I want to see the quality and the way that you win because, again, that's something I can use to maybe project out what future performance looks like. Today, this week, I can sincerely say, just win, baby. Like, you don't need to prove something to me in the way that they do it. Like, obviously, I would love to see it in a very particular way, but right now, I can very much say that I am as little in that bucket than I normally am. I'm very much in a, can you just manage to get a win this week?
Well, I mean, that is the type of game that this is, right? The defenses are better than the offenses, right? Like, both defenses will fairly be better than the offense that they're going against. Can you win a game that's kind of a muck it up type of game? Yeah.
Yeah, by getting the win, you're kind of getting style points, you know, because of the context of who you're playing.
Yeah, so excited for this one. Those are B. Scott's thoughts here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where there's a lot of things happening in the world of sports, including your opportunities to watch them if you have a particular provider. We'll talk about all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.